Hey mothers, you know our day is May 8th. You may need something new to wear for brunch, church, or a nice dinner at your favorite restaurant. Why not check out morefashionforyou.com where you can find today's trendy fashions. Maybe you would like to have a maxi dress or a nice asymmetric style blouse that would go well with the dress, pants, or capris that you may have. And for a limited time, you will get a 15% discount off the purchase price when you use the code MOTHER22. So become fashionable by shopping at morefashionforyou.com. That's more, M-O-O-R-E, fashion, the number 4, you.com. And use the code MOTHER22. Journey, and how do you discover yourself through your mindset of as becoming a for those who wants to become an entrepreneur? And we're speaking with the business coach, dynamic business coach, Miss Rosa Green, she has several businesses. As you have, if you want to go back to the first two episodes, I highly suggest you do that. And so, because she went step by step of what she's doing from the beginning to what she's doing now. So today she's considered Simply Rosa, and we're going to talk about, this is one of my favorite topics, and that's for dressing for success. So Rosa, thanks again. Part 3. I appreciate you continuing on this journey with me and discovering new ways of becoming the better you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it truly, even though my business subjects are different, they all go hand in hand. In order for you to be a successful business person or business owner, you have to first learn how to market yourself.
Right.
And the very first thing people hear from you is your outfit, long before you even open your mouth.
Exactly.
Your hair, your appearance, and yes, we'll be talking a little bit more about that.
That's always the first impression, is how you look on the outside. And you have some favorite pieces that I always like, as you know, as my wardrobe. Things are going back retro, so to speak. And so tell us about the Green Rose Experience.
Awesome. So the Green Rose Experience, I consider myself a thriftologist. What that means is that I travel all over the world thrifting high quality items, mostly clothing, some home decor, and bring it back so that my clients can have a chance to be able to incorporate it into their wardrobe, to be able to see how the materials work, to be able to give them some out of the box ways to even wear the items. And in addition to that, I also provide a service called a fashion audit, where I will come to you, or it can be virtual, and I'll go to your closet, help you to rearrange some outfits and some combinations so that you can see your closet new, and again, have additional products for you to be able to fill in those spaces that you need to in your wardrobe.
That is awesome. So tell us, are there pieces that are kind of in as far as trending right now that we can use at an affordable price that doesn't have to, you know, put a big dent in our pocket if we want to, as entrepreneurs, we want to meet someone, a potential client, or, you know, a customer? What would you suggest?
I will say that there are, as far as fashion in general, the 90s fashion is coming back. So mom jeans, dad jeans, oversized blazers fit, you know, it puts me in the mind of what is that? Murphy's Law. Remember that show?
Oh yeah.
All the way they dress, that's what's coming in and becoming popular. So shoulder pads, all of those different things, those classic looks that really don't go out of business. They're just highlighted some years and not so much in other years.
Okay. So who do you have behind you for those who are watching by video? And for those who are listening by audio, please explain the pieces that you have that put together.
Okay. So I have Brenda. This is my faithful model. She's been working with me for 5 years now. Brenda is a size 12 model. So for those of you who have an opportunity, I have what's called a live show called the Fashion Kickback Show, two times a week, and you get to see me dress Brenda in all kinds of items. So today, Brenda has on a modern sheath dress. Now, for those of you watching and those of you listening, it is a black and white printed dress. It has red zipper adornments on the shoulder area. It is knee length. It's something you can wear with a jacket, without a jacket. You can wear in an office setting. You can wear on date night. You can wear to meet up with girlfriends. You can wear this to church. A great sheath dress can be worn in every possible situation and always be professional.
I love it. I love the combination.
Yes. And then what I put with it to go along to heighten the 80s, 90s feel and the shoulder pads, I put with it a houndstooth, black and white houndstooth vintage blazer that has the big big shoulder pads. It is oversized. It has nice size pockets on it. And although it is a different print than the dress, it is still in that black and white family. I always tell people, hey, you know, no. Do I want you wearing all black? Absolutely not. Do I want you wearing all white? Probably not. Why? Because we tend to drop stuff on our white. So we got to be mindful. But black and white is something that you, there's no limits on what you can do. You can throw animal print with it and it will be dressed up. You can throw solid. You can do other prints. For those of you who have ever had a chance to meet me and see me, I typically don't match. And it's kind of on purpose from the standpoint of the way I approach fashion, the way things work in my head. I just see the world differently. I would fight you all day long and say animal prints are neutral. Why? Because animal prints are colors of browns and tans and beiges. Animals were given their colors so that they could camouflage themselves to keep them safe in the atmosphere. So how could I possibly be flashy in my head with something that was made to keep people safe and to blend into the atmosphere? So that is a point. I'm not saying that everyone should agree with me, but I approach fashion the same way I approach animal prints being neutral.
That's a good thought. You know, because I, you know, me, myself, I would have thought ammo print, well, that's kind of wild. I would only wear that if I was going, you know, out. But, you know, you can coordinate that in a business setting and it looks, you know, smart and professional.
Absolutely. 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 And it tends to be safe because of the fact that it is very neutral colors. So people who are scared of bright pinks and bright blues and things like that, animal prints, typically what I've seen is that animal prints outside of black and white being together is usually a very bold next step, but still neutral from the standpoint of you don't have to worry about loud colors. You don't have to worry about that. And you can make those prints, even though they're animal prints, you can make them as large as you want or as small as you want. So that's where you kind of step out there. You do a smaller print until you get a little more bold.
And right.
You know, kind of like a lion versus a peacock.
Okay.
So a lion, it's tans, it's browns and golds. They're very neutral. They're put together well, but, you know, it looks like a seamless color. You just look at the lion. versus a peacock, you can see blues and purples and pinks. They're both animal prints, quote unquote, but you know, there's definitely different variations of that animal print.
Absolutely. I want to remind anybody that is actually watching the video, if you have a comment or a question, please post it, and we'll make sure that we address the question that you may have or a comment. All right, so because I like an interactive audience, definitely. Okay, so what else do you have in your line of in your fashion that would be pretty reasonable for, you know, not even for business? What about casual wear?
Okay, listen, you know what's great about this? Mm-hmm. Even in this outfit, you know how to make this casual? Change your shoes and your accessory.
That's it?
That's it. It's a matter of changing the shoes and the accessory. And the reason why, if you notice, a lot of people are wearing simple brand shoes. And I say simple from the standpoint of, you know, not a lot of detail. They're wearing Vans. They're wearing Converse with skirts. They're wearing mm-hmm. dresses, and that's your casual version. So you take this blazer and put it with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and a pair of Converse. Now you take in what this business professional outfit and you've made it casual. You take this dress, same thing, you put on a flat sandal or you put on a pair of shoes and more of a bangle earring and something mm-hmm. big, and it still can be worn in a casual setting but still gives you the best look as far as professionalism, being appropriate, being covered for those people who are conscious of that, mm-hmm. And not have to do much other than change what shoes and what accessories you put with it.
Wow. Wow, that's real, real simple. Just change the shoes.
Yep, just change the shoes, change the accessories. And that's for anyone in their... So one of the reasons why I started the Green Rose Experience is because I thought that being an adult was expensive.
Right.
It was expensive from the standpoint of, if we're always trying to be fashionable, we're always trying to make sure that we're on trend and we're dressing appropriate for the different atmosphere, it can become costly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have if you have caviar taste, but you got, a beer budget.
Right, right.
So the thrift store gives me the ability to do both. It gives me the ability to be exposed to higher end brands,
mm-hmm.
but it still allows me to pay prices that I know can fit into my budget fairly easy. Okay. So with that being said, with my closet, even my approach of how I organize and purchase things, I try to purchase items for longevity. Mm-hmm. So I'm not as concerned with the prints because I mix prints, mm-hmm. but I am concerned with, the order of operation of my shopping experience. So when I personally go thrifting or I look at my closet, I look at anything, I go to a dress first or I go to a pantsuit first. Why? It's a complete outfit. This one item is my complete outfit. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to wear on my arms. I don't have to worry about what my bottom's going to look like, what my top's going to look like. A jumpsuit and a dress is your full outfit. So with it being your full outfit, you have less to worry about. You get out the door quicker. There's just a lot of things that it accommodates. And then from there, I go to a blazer. So even when I'm shopping, I go to the dress section first. I pick up the dresses of my choice. Then I go and I get different blazers. Why? Because now you have two outfits. All you have is two garments, but now you have two full outfits because mm-hmm. you can wear the dress or jumper with the blazer and that's an outfit. You can wear it without the blazer and it's an outfit. So now you only spent minimum amount of money, but now you have two outfits.
Right.
And you go get five dresses, five blazers, you technically could dress it up depending on how you mix and match your clothes. You technically can wear 2 weeks worth of clothing with those 10 items.
Oh, wow. Wow. Lauren Johnson says she loves it. I do too, Lauren. I mean, just something simple. You know, you never thought that you can just take a couple of pieces and just make different variety of outfits out of those few pieces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, even from there, so the next step that I'm going, most people, they're like, so now you got to get shirts and bottoms. No, shirts and bottoms is probably the last thing I'm going to. Why? Because We all have a bunch of shirts in our closet that we don't know what bottoms we're going to put with.
Right.
A bunch of bottoms in our closet that we don't know what shirts and what shoes to put with. So I actually go to accessories next. Why? Because you can buy two more scarves and you change the whole look of the outfit. You buy a scarf and a pair of shoes, you've changed the whole look of the outfit. You buy a scarf and a purse, you've changed the whole look of the outfit. So,
right.
You know, again, kind of going back to the top, a dress or a jumper first, then a blazer, then your accessories. Then from there, will I look and interchange tops and bottoms? Yes, because I know that people don't even think about this. Depending on the material, you could throw a skirt on top of that dress, and now it's your top.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. Right.
We did it as kids, and we probably pissed our parents off, but it's something that really can be done. I remember I did an event, and I had a dress, and I don't know about anybody else. Have you ever just kind of threw things in your suitcase? Like, I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got there, the way you packed and the way you felt was two different things. Well, I was in that situation. I'm like, oh no, I have an event in 2 hours. I don't have time to buy anything else. I have to make this work. And I felt that based on my audience and the subject matter, that my dress wasn't inappropriate, but it could be distracting because it was a little shorter than I like to be in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not, you know, it was not like out of the line, but I knew that it was going to hinder me delivering myself at my best because I was going to be conscious of this dress the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did to rectify that was I put a skirt underneath it that had some lace at the bottom. The colors went along with that. It gave me an extra, like, almost 6 or 7 inches to my dress. And now I'm comfortable. Now I can deliver. Now I can be present for the audience that I have because I was able to think outside of the box to fix it.
Right. Wow.
I'm saying all of that to say that when you have a lot of variety, it isn't so much to the point where it's going to distract you or, hey, now I don't know what to do with it. Be okay with putting these things together that you wouldn't normally put together so mm-hmm. that you can be able to elongate your closet or elongate your fashion. So again, you throw on a black skirt with this outfit for those who seeing us. Now you got a third outfit. You only have 3 items, but you got 3 full outfits. Throw on a red skirt, throw on a green skirt, throw on any skirt you want, and now you have a totally different outfit. I'm an old soul, so I'm still a crisp white shirt. Throw on a crisp white shirt underneath the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have 4 items because what? We bought a shirt, we bought a skirt, we bought a dress, we bought a jacket. Now I got 4 to 6 outfits depending on how I'm going to layer these items.
Right. Wow.
And all of it, again, is me dressing just for myself, but dressing so that when I walk in the room, I am introduced by the presence that I bring, and I mm-hmm. hope to not distract you while I am entering the room.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. And speaking of distractions, what do you suggest as far as accessories when you're, you know, at a business meeting or going to a networking party? Because I know a lot of jewelry or whatever now are bold and bright and all of that. So, I mean, what do you suggest as far as being in a business setting?
I'm going to tell you now, I'm getting ready to contradict myself. So, warning, okay? I definitely believe that you should not have too many eye-arresting features. So, what that is items that is going to draw you to confusion. So you mm-hmm. got on this big giant necklace, you got this big giant bracelet on, you got this big bright colorful purse, you got these colorful shoes on. Again, I do not match, but I'm still subtle in how I put it together. But you don't want too many eye-arresting features so people are confused on what you're trying to do and mm-hmm. how you're trying to deliver it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I still am a simple earring. I still am a simple necklace when the time calls for it. There are some times when you are the speaker, when you do want everyone in the room to look at you. That's when you wear the larger jewelry. That's when you present yourself in that way, as long as it still doesn't take away from the message that you're delivering.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, for instance, we have a lot of people who are jewelry professionals. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see your best pieces, because that's how I'm going to determine if I should work with you, if you have content. So if you are in jewelry, I don't really, I would be shocked if I saw you with a single teardrop necklace. Like, hi, I sell jewelry. I'd be like, what? I don't want that. That's it doesn't make sense. Show me your best. Show me your wildest. Show me your boldest. Because in my head, if you can do bold and wild for those who want simple, you definitely can accommodate simple.
Right. Right. Wow. It makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Fun story has nothing to do with fashion, but just kind of the mindset. So when I go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. do you know what I order first when it's a new restaurant? A salad.
A salad?
You know why? Because if you can make a salad be the most amazing thing, and I forget all of the rest of the things on the menu, when I come back for my steak, when I come back for my lobster, when I come back for other things, I'm not going to question if it's going to be good. But if you can't take a simple salad, which is lettuce and toppings, mm-hmm. and make it appealing and make it the best thing ever, I'm going to doubt that the other things that you present is going to be up to par.
Wow.
It's my mind. I don't think like other people. I don't approach situations like other people. But that's why I have a unique audience of people who come to me specifically for out-of-the-box concepts and out-of-the-box thinking and creativity, strategy, and being efficient.
Wow, so something simple. And it makes sense when you think about it. If there's some just lettuce and maybe a tomato, I mean, what if that's all they bring me, I would kind of be like,
I don't want your steak and potatoes.
I don't want to take my chance. Mm-hmm.
If you can't make a salad look like the most amazing thing ever, because we're already spending triple the amount we could if we make the salad at home.
So exactly.
I need this to be beautiful. I need it to be color coordinated. I need it to be fresh topping, all of these things. So if you can disregard the presentation on a salad, I'm definitely not going to buy your steak or anything else that you have. Now, how does that relate to even your fashion and things like that? It goes back to that introduction.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, as a business owner, you cannot walk out the door at any given time with your pajama pants on, thinking that you're getting ready to run and make a quick errand. Even if it's not your pajama pants and it's your workout clothes, if you're not going to work out, stop. No offense, don't do it. Because if I see you and you give me your business card about being a business coach, and I see you in workout gear, but I don't see no sweat on you, and I don't see that you're actively in the mode of working out or headed that way, or, you know, your conversation says nothing about, hey, I was headed to the gym, I'm coming back, I'm going to be like, are you on? Are you off? Mm-hmm. Now, is it fair? Is it good? Is it right? I'm not saying any of those things. But I'll say that especially if you're building your business,
mm-hmm.
if you're brand new, you're always on. You don't have you cannot afford to be off. You cannot afford to sell yourself short. You can't afford to just run out, because you may meet your prime client that takes your business from zero to hero, but because you weren't ready, they missed the opportunity to work with you. You missed the opportunity to have a new client, to have some advancement in your business. So I try to make sure that I am always ready. I am always dressed. And being able to do this by thrifting, it doesn't have to cost. I'm going to give you another quick story. I had an opportunity to go to Boston, and I was mindful because of the atmosphere that I was going to, because of where the people I was going to meet. I looked at my wardrobe and I said, you know what? Based on where I was going, I need to wear my St. John dress.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wear my red bottoms, and I need to wear my crocodile briefcase. Okay. Now, why did I feel that way? Because I'm talking to Ivy League individuals, whether mm-hmm. they're the students or the employee. A St. John's dress values at $968.
Mm-hmm.
Red bottoms are $400-something and up. My crocodile purse values at least $2,000. Now, did I spend that? Heavens no. Absolutely not. I'm a small business owner. I did not spend that. However, I knew that this wardrobe, although the cost is never going to be discussed, was going to allow me to be accepted in rooms, because again, my outfit introduces me before I ever open my mouth. Is it fair that people judge people on what they're wearing? No, but it happens. So if you then you need to prepare for it. I even had a conversation with my children on the way to school, like, hey, bullies are going to be bullies. Kids are going to be kids. They're always going to talk about you. However, it is your job to limit the reasons why they talk about you by making sure you wash your face, you comb your hair, you have good shoes, you have clean clothes, you wear deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to eliminate the problem, but it's going to lessen the impact because of the fact that you were prepared for the atmosphere you were entering.
Wow. I want to say shout out to Miss Renita Crawford. Hello. She's one of my business partners for another podcast and another Facebook group, which I will discuss at the end of this show. But that's, and I've heard that over and over again, dress for success. I just heard recently, and it's one of these reality shows that I was watching, about real estate investing and selling real estate to high end, cash buyers. Dress like, if they have money, dress like you have money.
Yeah.
Because they will definitely want to do business. If you don't, if you come in, showing a property that, and you're looking in jeans or whatever, and you're trying to show, sell a high end property, they're probably not going to take you serious.
No, I got a story that someone told me a while back concerning your presentation.
Mm-hmm.
The story went that there was a homeless man who had $1 million in the bag. And he stopped everyone and said, hey, I have $1 million in the bag. He really did have $1 million in the bag, but no one believed him because he was homeless, because of how he looked, because of how he smelled.
Mm-hmm.
Then moving on, the next person, average American, had on jeans, maybe even workout clothes. I have $1 million in this bag. The people who they approached or that approached them, they hesitated, but they didn't still believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved on. Then they got to this place of business where the person had on a suit, they had on a tie, they was well-dressed, everything was creased, there was cufflinks, all of the different things that says, hey, I've arrived. And the person said, guess what? I have $1 million for you. Everyone believed it. And that was the person who did not have it.
See?
It's all about the perception.
Right.
It's all about it. So if you know that life is full of perception, that people are going to judge you, they're going to make decisions, they're going to accept you or deny you before you open your mouth. I am just helping people to be able to shoot your shot in those atmospheres at a price that will not hurt you while you wait to arrive to really do these things for real.
And with that being said, tell everybody what your service is on how you help those dress for success.
Okay, so 2 times a week I am on spring break. Yes, you are right, Renita. 90% reality. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
Wow. But I have a show. It's called The Fashion Kickback Show. So 2 times a week on Facebook Live on my business page, the Green Rose Experience Facebook page. I have a live selling show. It lasts typically about an hour. But me and Brenda here, we sit and I show you how clothes are going to be able to fit. I show you how to be able to mix and match. I give you ideas and you have the opportunity to shop and buy live with me. The show airs 9 p.m. on Mondays and on Thursdays. And my next show will air on Monday, May the 9th. In addition to that, on my website, you have the ability to subscribe to subscription boxes where if once we talk and we develop an idea of your style or the direction that you are going, you have an opportunity to have a subscription box where I will custom pull some pieces together and present it to you. It's 10% off if you have an ongoing subscription, or the low price of one outfit, two outfits, a mix and match is definitely there as well. I also offer for groups of ladies who would like to learn more about fashion and the mindset behind it, trying to debunk some of the things that we were told, some of the traumas that we experienced that it comes out in our dress. I teach a course called The Freedom of Fashion. So those people who are a part of a group, or if a group of ladies would like to get together, I do offer that course where we talk about, hey, like I was told when I was younger, hey, black was for adults. I wasn't allowed to wear black until I turned 18. I wasn't, because my mother said it was a grown-up color. So I grew up thinking that was a grown-up color, when that's not the truth. There's nowhere in the world where that's written that that's a grown-up color. Mm-hmm. It's in my 8 crayons that I get in kindergarten. So how is it a grown-up color? But, you know, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that. But, you know, or even, you know, people who have went through physical traumas where it was abuse, or, you know, whether it was physical abuse, sexual assault, things of that nature, they typically do one or two things depending on their mindset, where they overly sexualize their dress, right, or they now under highlight who they are. So bad, right, clothes, unattractive.
Right.
Why? Because they don't want those traumas to repeat themselves.
Right.
So in this course, The Freedom of Fashion, we really talk about those things, those untruths that are in your life. Hey, I got skinny legs, so I can't wear dresses. That's not the truth. That's on you. You got to be confident enough to do that. Here's some ways to build your confidence so you can do those very things. So, yes, those are some of the services. And on my website, any other things you want to know, live shopping online for those who don't want to be bothered at 3 o'clock in the morning and want to shop on their own, I do have a website. So, yes, you can find me there or on Facebook.
All right. So what's the website for those of us who wants to subscribe, or people want to reach out to you?
Absolutely. It is The Green Rose Experience, and it's green like the color, rose like the flower, experience.com.
Okay. The Green Rose Experience, all one word, .com. I'll make sure for the audio, I'll put it in the show notes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm just looking to help women to be able to dress and live forward. You don't have to live based on where your finances look like right now. You don't have to live in the traumas and the experiences you have. You don't have to feel like you can walk in the room and not and have that work against you, that you do not have the right items, the right things, that you don't fit in. I am giving you an opportunity to work with me to be able to be on the same level as other people, or how you perceive other people, and be able to do it very affordably.
And that's the key, affordability, because we all had this mindset, you know, like you said earlier, you had a St. John's outfit.
Listen, if I told you how much I paid for that versus how much it's worth, you all would run to your local Goodwill and Salvation Army and go. I have thousands of dollars worth of items, one for sale for my clients. But again, I tell people all the time, if you all like this, it's my closet you want to see. That's who closet you want to see, because I know that there's some stuff that over time my clients will understand its value and understand why they should have this in their closet. But it requires you to educate them. Hey, why should you do this thing that everyone doesn't understand?
Right.
You know, like, you know, Alexander McQueen, he's got some shoes. They're almost $1,000, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know who he is and why we should pay attention to it. But there's a group of people who, when they see that, you can be able to say, hey, you've arrived. I remember going to, and I'm going to say it the way I need to say it, and hopefully it won't step on any toes. I went to a predominantly white area, okay? I went to a predominantly white area, me and my husband. And I had on some Marc Jacobs tennis shoes. Okay. Now, already being in a predominantly white area, typically I tend to be either overlooked or overlooked. So I was walking down the street casually, minding my own business, having a conversation with my husband, and the lady was like, "I love your shoes." Now, this is the story I spent myself. I believe she knew what those shoes were, knew the value of the shoes for her to say that. Because there was nothing special about the shoe whatsoever. So for her to say, "Hey, I like your shoes," when I know that they're valued at $475, I knew that people recognize quality.
Right.
They recognize certain things, certain brands. It makes us relatable of sorts.
Right. Right.
So I enjoyed that experience, and more and more I'm like, okay, so now with that kind of test experience, I'm going to make sure that the next time I go to an atmosphere that may be like that, or whatever atmosphere I am. When I went to New York, I made sure I researched what are New Yorkers wearing right now. They're wearing whatever they want. They're wearing this. They're wearing that. They're mixing this. I packed my clothes based on that. So it was still true to myself because they were my clothes, but it matched the atmosphere I was going to enter. So I didn't stick out, but I still made sure that I was relatable. When I went to Phoenix, same thing. These are people who are retirees. Things are not moving that fast. They are on slow mo. So I made sure that I had more polos, more casual fitting outfits, because I don't want them to be like, "Oh, she's going to go way too fast for me. I'm okay." So you have to be mindful, but that also requires you to do a little bit of research and have some conscious effort put in to make sure that you know where you're going and you know what you want them to take away from you when you get there.
Absolutely. So, I mean, with this three-part series, the main thing is about changing our mindset and be motivated to, you know, strive for what we want to be as entrepreneurs, as better person, you know, not necessarily entrepreneurs, but just a better person, just a better you. And so we want everybody, please, if you are interested in just having a coaching session, if you want to ask her questions, just go to thegreenroseexperience.com. That's all one word. Also, she has her other business, 48-hour-llc.com, where she helps up and coming startup businesses to, you know, start your business. She gives you advice of how to start. And, you know, she actually, what really blew me away is she has a focus group and she teaches you how to target your market, So I really highly suggest that you reach out to her. Also hit that subscribe for those who are on YouTube. See me by, YouTube. The YouTube channel is The More Self-Discovery. Hit subscribe and you'll see video content. Also, listen to the podcast on either Spotify, iHeart, or any other type of podcast platform. So, Rosa, I really, really appreciate spending the last 3 weeks with you. You have been a great wealth of information and at an affordable price. That's what I'm saying. It's all about creativity.
Yeah.
It's all about creativity.
Everything I do is to make sure that the average American, the hardworking mother, the hardworking individual doesn't have to sacrifice a lot in order to work with me.
Right.
And that's my niche. I want to make it very easy to work with me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a mom of seven. I'm a wife of one. That's the important part. And I have several businesses, so I'm pulled in so many different directions. So I try to make sure that, as always, I am creative, I am strategic, and I'm efficient. And I look forward to working with anyone, whether they want to open a boutique and have a business like this themselves. I'm not the type of person who's going to keep my secrets to myself, because I know other people can be blessed by it. So
exactly.
You want to open a business just like this, I will give you the manual, again, at cost, let's be real, But will I walk you through and tell you everything you want to know? I have no problem, because I'm secure in who I am, the information that I'm delivering, and I want you to be successful. And even if you do the same thing I do, it will not come out the same way, because you are you, I am me. So allow me to work with you so that you can have your own version of success.
Amen. Very well said. Thank you so much. And before we end this podcast, I wanted to give a quick little promo of another Facebook group that I very much encourage everybody to become a part of, and it's called Let's Find Them. One of three co-hosts, she's online, Renita Crawford. We have created a online Facebook and a podcast that deals with missing melanated people, of people who look like us. We want to give a platform for those who are, you know, some friends or loved ones who are missing and cannot be found. And we just want to reach out and give that, you know, their families, and, you know, put the word out there, you know, to help find our missing loved ones of melanated people.
I subscribe because just recently a cousin of mine was found deceased in Lake Erie, and we for a while. So I subscribe because, again, you know, so many times families are dealing with this on their own, when if they knew where, or if there was a place, a resource, somebody who just cares enough that can share it. Sometimes it's just as simple as a share. So no,
exactly.
I made sure that I subscribe, and I suggest that everyone listening to this, for someone who has been through that, even if you haven't experienced it, it was pins and needles. We were sad. We were afraid. We knew that there were some underlying things, and everyone just needs to know that someone is able to help them to figure something out. And something as important as your loved one, I too just say that everyone should subscribe to that group.
Thank you very much. And so sorry, you know, for your loss. This is exactly why we're doing what we're doing. So with that being said, everybody, thank you so much for listening and watching. And again, hit that subscribe button to the More Self-Discovery channel, YouTube channel. Also, you can go on our Facebook page, the More Self-Discovery Facebook page, and become a part of that as well. And I want everybody to be blessed and be safe. Thank you so much. Bye.